speedbuilders.com. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. I would like to start by saying that any testimony which was stricken from the record here, or any exhibit which has been marked for identification but not received by the court and marked in evidence, as well as the answers of witnesses which I ordered stricken and which I also instructed you to disregard, all of these things are to be completely ignored by you and given no attention at all. Each and every single one of you has it within your ability to reach just, fair, and proper inferences from the testimony and the exhibits brought into evidence. And this you are required to do after you have carefully analyzed, weighed, and studied all of the testimony of each of the witnesses who have testified in this court at the trial, and all of the exhibits which I have admitted in the case. It is your duty to give the favor which any inference accords to the defendant. In some cases, there is the possibility of two inferences which may be drawn, one of guilty and one of innocence. If you are left with that choice, then you must draw the inference of innocence. Your duty as judges of the facts in the case include deciding the credence of the witnesses. It is within your power and your power alone to say whether a witness is being truthful or is telling a lie, and you must determine how much weight or credit to accord to his or her testimony.